£190 million, which we think should be being claimed and isn't.
Mm. But what is definitely going to happen is that some people who need DLA are going to have it withdrawn because your criteria is changing. And one of the reasons is because you need to save money. And so some people are going to be left high and dry when perhaps they shouldn't be. I mean, you say you can't comment on individual cases, but Sue Marsh's case is just one example, and that's even before the DLA has been scrapped.
We will make sure that people who need help under the new personal independence payment get that help.
But Sue Marsh isn't getting it now.
Well, I, as I say, I can't comment on her particular condition.
But aren't you curious as to why her condition hasn't changed, yet suddenly she doesn't qualify for DLA anymore?
What I can say is that many conditions, if not most, change over time. And therefore, if somebody is reassessed, it's entirely possible that their condition has changed and therefore they are no longer eligible. It's absolutely right that people should be reassessed in that way.
But as Sue said, when her condition gets better, when she's not having, you know, the same problems, she doesn't claim it. So she's when on the face of it, sounds like a pretty honest, decent person.
And when people need help, and particularly under the new personal independence payment, making sure that we are looking at disability in a very modern way rather than the way DLA does, which is more than 15 years old, we will make sure that help is there. Of course, we need to make sure that the money is there to support people. And at the moment, the amount of money that's being spent on disability living allowance is some £12 billion a year, more than we actually spend on the entirety of our Department for Transport budget. It's an enormous amount of money. We will be in the future spending the same amount as we were last year. So this isn't about enormous changes to the budget. It's about trying to keep that budget under control in the future. And I think particularly for Sue's case, if she's unhappy about the way that her case has been handled or indeed the assessment that's been made, she of course has a very extensive right of appeal through tribunals, and I obviously encourage her to do that if she's unhappy with the award that she's been given.
Thank you. Maria Miller, Minister for Disabled People. Sue, this extensive system of tribunals, are you looking forward to going through that?
Ridiculous that I should have to, really. I mean, this is the thing. Miss Miller says, you know, that it may be that a condition's improved. Since I was last assessed, I've had a stroke. I've had two more operations. But anyway, I don't want to dwell on me really too much. She mentions assessments. They want to bring in assessments for the new personal independence payments. Our report today shows that was one of the most opposed things that people commented on. Over 90% of people said that actually they don't want another disastrous assessment that fails to look at their disability in the round, that fails to look at why they need support, which is exactly what happened with the previous benefit that was brought in, employment support allowance. She also mentions there are £600 million in overpayments. No one ever mentions that £15 billion worth of benefits go unclaimed a year.
She did mention that £190 million is unclaimed. But I mean,
you
say that 90% of people don't want regular assessments. And of course, many people will be shouting at the radio saying, of course they don't, because if their condition's improved and they can continue claiming DLA, they will do.
It's just
human nature.
Yeah, I mean, well, people will scream that, perhaps, because they hear a lot about that in the media. The fraud rate is less than half of 1%. You know, it's an incredibly well-used benefit. And the important thing is disability living allowance saves the state money. It's a cost-saving benefit.
Okay.
It helps people to go to work, and it stops, this is crucial, it stops people from being a drain on the NHS and social care services, and it stops the whole thing from, they spend the money very wisely.